Good morning, beloved, and welcome to another Monday morning as we begin a new week together in God's Word. And again, I thank you for inviting me into your homes. This morning, we will be looking at John chapter 1, verses 19 through 34, where it begins with the John the Baptist being questioned by the religious authorities who wish to know if he is the Messiah. John responds by saying that he is not, and when John sees Jesus the next day, he testifies that Jesus is the Son of God. And God's saving word for us this week is joy. So, let's begin. The Jewish authorities in Jerusalem sent some priests and Levites to John to ask him, "Who are you?" John did not refuse to answer, but he spoke out openly and clearly, saying, "I am not the Messiah." "Who are you then?" they asked. "Are you Elijah?" "No, I am not," John answered. "Are you the prophet?" they asked. "No," he replied. "Well, then tell us who you are," they said. "We have to take an answer back to those who sent us. What do you say about yourself?" John answered by quoting the book of Isaiah. "I am the voice of someone shouting in the desert, make a straight path for the Lord to travel." The messengers who had been sent by the Pharisees then asked John, "If you are not the Messiah or Elijah nor the prophet, why do you baptize?" John answered, "I baptize with water, but among you stands the one who you do not know. He is coming after me, but I am not good enough even to untie his sandals." All this happened in Bethany on the east side of the Jordan River where John was baptizing. The next day, John saw Jesus coming to him and said, "There is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I was talking about when I said, 'A man is coming after me, but he is greater than I am, because he existed before I was born. I did not know who he would be, but I came baptizing with water in order to make him known to the people of Israel.' And John gave this testimony, 'I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and stay on him. I still did not know that he was the one, but God, who sent me to baptize with water, had said to me, you will see the Spirit come down and stay on a man. He is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit. I have seen it,' said John, 'and I tell you that he is the Son of God.'" Well, today's key verse is John chapter 1, verse 29. "The next day, John saw Jesus coming to him and said, 'There is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.'" You know, it's interesting. The Jewish leaders, they were looking for Messiah. They really thought that, you know, John just may be the Messiah. But they had a preconceived idea of what the Messiah would be like and what his actions would be, and neither John nor Jesus fulfilled those expectations. And as a result, even though they were hoping for the coming of Messiah, when Jesus did arrive, he wasn't what they expected, and so they just couldn't see that here stood the Messiah of God standing before them. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you are indeed the Lamb of God who takes away my sin. You willingly sacrificed your life, my sake, and rose again to free me from bondage to sin and death and grant me eternal life. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving me so. Amen. Well, join me tomorrow morning as we will be reading John chapter 1, verses 35 through 51, when Jesus calls his first disciples. Until then, you keep looking for the hand of God, the move of God through the Holy Spirit. Remember that he has called you to a life of miracles. Keep your eyes open and be ready. God bless.